If It Makes You Happy by Sheryl Crow reminds us that making people happy is, of course, one of the UAE's top policy priorities. Happiness is going to be a key topic at next week's government summit here in Dubai. And this morning, we're joined by neuroscientist and happiness expert Professor Justin James Kennedy to ask, what is happiness and how can we achieve it in the workplace? Professor Kennedy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Welcome to be here.
You're based in South Africa. You have many, many job titles, including you are a research professor at the University of Pretoria's Department of Neuroscience. In simple terms, what is happiness and how can we achieve it at work?
I mean, it's a long answer. So the short answer is that happiness is an activity. It's a verb, as I was saying to you earlier. It's not a noun. It's something you have to do. It's not something you pluck off the tree or buy in the mall.
Okay, give me an example then. What do we have to do?
An example would be dancing. It's not dancing the noun, but dancing the verb. So dancing with the problem and finding a state of well-being in that. My daughter might disagree because she's a dancer and she really enjoys the act of dancing. But I'm saying dancing as something you go and do.
But dancing is you're absolutely right. It's something that you do, that you make the decision to go and dance.
Yes.
And therefore you would imagine it would make you happy. But in the workplace, unhappiness comes from other people, not necessarily from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you control that, and how do you deal with the fact that, you know, if you, even though you want to be happy, you're often made unhappy?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday at the BBG, I spoke about this point very, very carefully, and I think the answer is about taking responsibility and finding a state of flow, which is quite well known, and finding a way to dance with the problem rather than getting stuck in why it's a problem.
Ignoring your colleagues.
Well, ignoring the problems is obviously part of the problem. You need to be working with people in the workplace, of course.
So a positive attitude.
Well, a positive attitude, but also a positive state of being.
Is this, just to play devil's advocate here, Justin, is all this focus on getting happiness and fulfillment out of work a little bit self-indulgent and a generational thing? I mean, my dad's had me up on this before, mm-hmm. and he sort of said that when he started out in the workforce, you expected your job to provide you with a bit of security and a salary.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't expect it to provide you with deepest joy and the meaning of life. Are we all expecting too much from work?
Well, the simple answer is yes, we are expecting too much. A good example is a couple of friends of mine went on a trip in the desert recently out of Abu Dhabi, and they got lost and they ran out of water, and it was a pretty terrible experience. But they all stopped and took some happy selfies on themselves in the desert with the sunset behind them, and it was a fake happiness, and that kind of happiness is not going to get you to work on purpose. So there needs to be an authenticity around it rather than a silk over the garbage truck.
Let's talk about the science behind this. You founded a company called N3 Executive Coaching, and the N3 stands for the three N's: neuroscience, neuroplasticity, and neuroeconomics. What's the science behind what you're telling us?
Okay, so it's not neuroscience, it's neuroplasticity, neurogenesis, and neuroeconomics. So neuroplasticity shows that the brain is plastic and flexible to reboot itself. Neurogenesis shows that if you do something well enough and often enough, you can build new brain cells. And neuroeconomics is the science of how irrational the brain is and how you can reboot your thinking systems, and how you can be more economic with rationality.
So, if there's a human resources manager listening to this and thinking, okay, I get what you say, what do they do when they get to their desk at 9 o'clock this morning?
The human resource manager, I'd say that the only way to get happiness to be authentic and improving the work performance is to start with individual activities. My process is to make sure you're getting a healthy response rather than a psychological response first, a physical and emotional response.
I was going to ask, you know, if I feel happy, am I happy? Because for most people, happiness comes and it goes and it ebbs and it flows.
Correct.
How do we actually know when we're happy, and what should we settle for?
Well, it's a great question. We use some smartphone technology where we can scan the brain of our clients to see how their neuroplasticity and their neurocardiology is responding to a felt
sense.
Whoa,
what is neurocardiology? Does cardiology not involve the heart?
It is. There is a system of neurocardiology showing how the heart and the brain function together. Shakespeare would tell it's the heart that makes you happy, but as we know, it really is the brain's neurotransmitters of hormones that give the heart the message. So if you're getting simply into a state of improving your heart rate variability by improving your brain's DC potential, you get to have a state of well-being, therefore happiness as a byproduct.
Salary raise does it nicely, actually.
So are you saying that clients come to you and you scan their brains to tell them whether they're happy or not? Because I can do that for Malcolm for about 100 dirhams. Well, I can tell you how you're feeling, Malcolm. It's blatantly obvious.
I mean, part of the process is seeing how you weigh in and seeing what the technology says about where you are in terms of your felt sense of well-being. And there's technology that we've used with Barcelona and Lionel Messi to show on your smartphone how effectively you are at maintaining a sense of health and happiness.
How important is it to be happy?
I mean, it's everything, actually. I mean, if you don't have a felt sense of well-being and happiness, you're kind of missing the point in whatever you're doing. As Freud said so elegantly, happiness is about love and work, and if you get those two things right, you end up being happy.
Well, Professor Justin James Kennedy, it's a message that resonates here in the United Arab Emirates, where, of course, the government has made happiness its top priority. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. Professor Justin James Kennedy, thanks for your time.
Thanks for the time.